Let's talk about how the UK decides whether someone is a tax resident or not. HMRC uses something called the statutory residence test, and it's a step-by-step process with three parts. First, we look at the automatic overseas tests. If you work full-time abroad, meaning at least 35 hours a week, you spend fewer than 91 days in the UK, and you work here no more than 30 days, you're automatically non-resident. You're also non-resident if you spent under 46 days in the UK this year and were a UK resident in at least one of the last 3 years. Or if you spent fewer than 16 UK days and haven't been UK resident at all in the past 3 years, you also qualify as non-resident. If none of those apply, we move to the automatic UK tests. You'll be classed as resident if you spent 183 days or more in the UK in the tax year. You can also be resident if you have a home here that you use for at least 30 days and don't have a main home overseas. Or, if you work full-time in the UK over a 365-day period with very limited overseas work, that would also make you resident. Now, if you're not covered by the automatic tests, you go to the third part, the sufficient ties test. This is where it gets a bit more detailed. HMRC looks at how many ties you have to the UK. Like, do you have close family here? Do you have a home or other accommodation in the UK that you use? Do you work in the UK for 40 or more days? Did you spend 90 days or more here in either of the last two tax years? And if you were a UK resident last year, did you spend more days in the UK than in any other single country this year? The number of these ties you can have depends on how many days you spent in the UK. The more days you're here, the fewer ties you can have before HMRC counts you as resident. Let's use an example. Raj moved to Dubai on the 6th of April 2024. He works there full-time, only visits the UK for 84 days, and works just 18 days during those visits. Because he works full-time overseas and stays under the UK day limits, he needs the automatic overseas test, so HMRC treats him as non-resident for that tax year. There are a few important tips too. Keep track of your UK days apps can really help. Review your ties each spring. If you're close to the day limits, plan your holidays or visits carefully. And think twice before keeping a spare flat in the UK that could count as an accommodation tie, even if you use it once. In summary, the UK residence test is all about days spent here, personal ties, and where you live or work. It may seem complex, but if you take it step by step, you'll know exactly where you stand and avoid any unwanted tax surprises.